You'll have to fix that.
Well, hold on just one second.
You'll have to do the courtesy slide.
Just be quiet for just one second.
Me?
1 second. Yeah.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Were you still recording?
No.
Well, then it's not going to matter.
So why did it matter whether I was quiet or not?
Oh, that's true. But I thought you were trying to get out. I'm like, well, I'm not recording you. Well, I'm not on that track. I'm just going to pull that. When I pull that track in.
Oh, Cyclone heard our mix intro on the Albertsons grocery ad. I have too.
Yeah,
I've heard an ad.
Yeah.
I've heard, he's like,
there's more than one.
Yeah, I mean, we use the same service. It's
oh, by the way, YouTube, I don't know why I'm saying YouTube. We're already off. I hit off and then I'm like, by the way, YouTube. Nope.
I don't know. By the way, tonight is the last night of my Discord sponsorship. So if you want to use those super reactions, you better use them tonight because they're going away. They're ending tomorrow.
I don't know if you want to make that unlistened to or what.
Oh, yeah, I do. I do. I do. I do. I do.
Ooh.
For you and you. And you. Adam, I have a couple of things here that I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
One of them is unlisted. One of them is.
Now you should hear a background noise in my audio.
I do. One of them has to do with work stuff, and then the other one has to do with a thing. It's a mashup stuff. So, but I need to tinkle. So,
okay.
if you could entertain the fine folks for just a minute or so while I go tinkle, I'll be right back.
Sure, chat room. How would you like me to entertain you? I can read you a book. I've got a book here called The Way of Kings. It is, let's see. Well, that's the acknowledgments. I can't find like a prologue. But I survived, Kallak thought, hand to breast as he hastened the meeting place. I actually survived this time. That was dangerous. When he died, he was sent back. No choice. When he survived the desolation, he was supposed to go back as well. Back to that place that he dreaded. Back to that place of pain and fire. What if he just decided not to go? That's it. You guys are just going to have to go finish the book yourselves. All you get's the first paragraph. This book. This book's like 1,250 pages long. I don't know how many words that would be, though. It's a paperback, so. But that was The Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson. He's the guy who finished the Wheel of Time series when Robert Jordan died. And he writes a bunch of fantasy books.
Fantasy books.
I don't think I ever finished that. I liked his, not that you would know anything about this, but Brandon Sanderson
recording
finished the
stopped.
Wheel of Time series when Robert Jordan died. He did like the last three books or something, so he became famous. And anyway, then he wrote this other book, but I liked the Wheel of Time books that he wrote. I enjoyed them.
Yeah, the audio version suck, though.
His actual books that are not Wheel of Time, I have more trouble getting into. But I know you don't read anything, do you? You just don't read.
Adam, if I could read or write, I would have a real job.
You listen, were you ever a reader? I mean, like before audiobooks, did you read books?
Yeah, I used to read quite a bit as a kid. I read like all of the books that Foundation is based off, so like the entire 12 book series I read. I read all of the C.J. Cherry books, Anne McCaffrey, so like all the Dragon Rider of Pern and Harper Hall series of Pern and everything. Yeah, I read quite a bit. When I moved to South Florida, I ended up moving.
Well, they're not literate in South Florida, right? So, I mean, you.
When I moved to South Florida, I would regularly come back up to visit, you know, the Tampa area where my parents were. So I would do that once every couple of weeks. So I really got into audiobooks at that point in time because you could put an audiobook in while you do, because it's a very boring drive across the turnpike in Florida to get between South Florida and Tampa. So it was one of those, so that was when I really got into audiobooks.
Was Audible?
No, Audible didn't
exist.
Was
Audible on tape?
No, I don't ever remember Audible being on tape.
Were they ever on tape? No. Cause I remember, cause I used to get those, rent those tapes or there. You could rent them.
You could rent them.
You could like rent one or
but
li-
the
libraries
Palm Beach,
would have them.
Yeah. The Palm Beach library system had them. So it was like, you could just borrow them free from the library and CDs and tapes, like tapes and then later CDs.
And my mom even bought me audiobooks on tape for Christmas and like things like that. But I, for some reason, I remember though, the tapes having some intro kind of like Audible's, like, Audible hopes you enjoy this program, you know, or whatever. It was like, and then you'd hear a little flute. The wheel of time spins and
the Expanse
rolls on and on.
So the Expanse is a book series. It's a 9-book series. And I've, in my mind, I've read all 9 books, but Adam is trying to make the distinction between me listening to audiobooks and me actually physically reading the book. Which my brain doesn't really make a distinction. Like there are books that I read that I never heard the audio version of that I remember just as in the same way that I remember the ones that I heard. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But keep in mind, all right, your mileage may vary, but I am slightly dyslexic.
I don't like to talk about it, but
so one of the things that dyslexics have to do is we have to mentally pronounce every single word. So like, you know, when we're reading, I'm pronounced. So when I read normally, it's an audiobook because there is my voice in my head is pronouncing every single word as I read.
Sure.
So it's so like, I've tried to do like speed reading stuff. Like I can't do speed reading stuff. Like where you don't actually read the word, you don't actually pronounce the word. You just kind of know the word or whatever, which I guess most people do that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know how. No, so. I don't think I do that. I can't. Well, I mean, I'm not dyslexic, but or at least not to my knowledge. I feel like I would know if I was. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I read the word in my head. Like I also can't speed read. I've tried and I don't feel like I have dyslexia symptoms, but I can't also see a word and just like, I said.
It's weird because in sign language, when I took that as my foreign language, oftentimes in fingerspelling goes so fast that you really are just trying to grab like the first couple of letters and the last couple of letters and then figure it out. You know, it's like when somebody
Elosa?
Says,
"Elosa, what is Auntie Scott saying?"
Elosa, Elosa.
Your mixer just did a thing.
That is a weird boner word if I've ever heard one. What is Eloza?
I don't like audiobooks because I can't. You know what? I need to.
Oh,
that is another.
Oh, it's asshole spelled backwards.
is that. No, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Shoot.
Yes.
I forgot what I was going to say because I was reading what he was saying in the.
Well,
yeah, I don't
before,
remember.
we were talking about, I don't know.
Audiobooks.
Yeah, audiobooks.
And that my mom used to buy them for me. Yes. And Cyclone says he's not a fan of audiobooks. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I tend to get distracted when it's an audiobook and lose track of what they're saying. And then like 15 minutes later, I'll realize they're still talking and I have no idea what went on in the last two chapters. But when I read a book, that doesn't happen. But what I was thinking is, I wonder if that's also a symptom of ADD, because easily distracted by like outside. So mm-hmm. like if the audiobook is playing and I'm not focusing on words on a book and actively reading, then my mind wanders. I wonder if that's like a, I'm diagnosing my, as I've said,
I know, and, Geeky and Day, I have some,
I'm diagnosing myself as ADD potentially.
Because mm-hmm. I have some more notes from your podcast this week that I'd like to share with you.
About me being ADD or?
Well, so the main one was, you know, Monday you started to tell us about the brasserie. You started to tell us, you know, why were you sitting in the bar? Why did they sit you in the bar when there were tables available? Like all.
Well, they set us at a table, but there were tables in the bar area. So we were being served by the bartender.
Okay. So
I don't mean we were at the bar, right. Like literally.
And then we heard that you disliked it, but we never heard what you had or how it was. It's like, we know more about your dad's shitty cookies than we do about what you eat. What you ate at the brasserie.
I think I was going to tell this story on this show and I forgot. It's not much of a story.
By the way, Gary Bearden, you're welcome. I'm giving you extra Geeky Gay content right here on Level 13. You're welcome.
But I feel like I didn't say this on Geeky Gay. Because I thought I was going to. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
You didn't. I know.
So
I have notes. I have notes from the entire week.
I love it how you're taking a pad around with you when you're listening to Geeky Gay. Like, I thought you were jogging while you're doing. Now you've got a pad and a pencil. Like a quill pen. You know, what is this? 1869?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes.
But
yes,
anyway. So they set us down.
Yes.
Then the bartender comes over and I'm like, ugh. Really, we got the bartender. So I'm already like, we didn't even get an actual server. We got the bartender. And so I'm already kind of in a bad mood, at that point. And we've both decided what drinks we want. And the first thing he says is, by the way, just want to let you know, we're out of the drink number A and the drink letter C.
What would you
have done? Exactly the drinks that Mark and I wanted.
Okay, but let's say you want to drink A. What would you have done if the waiter walked up to you and was like, hi, my name's Marshall. I'm going to be your waiter tonight. Would you like to try an A?
In those cases, I'm okay with that. For some reason, it's only fast food. Like, I'm okay at a restaurant if they recommend what I've already thought I wanted.
All right.
So then I had already been a little bit perturbed that we were sitting in the bar with not an actual waiter. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, he comes over and he says, we don't have these drinks. So I go, he goes, so would you like anything else on the, or no. He says, can I take your order or whatever? And I'm like, well, since those are the two drinks that we wanted, I guess we're going to need a little bit longer to decide what drinks we're going to get. You know,
you did not say that. So
maybe not those exact words,
Adam.
But something
I've
similar.
Known you far too long. No, in your head, you said that. What you actually said, Mark, to him was, "Yeah, we need another minute. Thank you."
No, Mark made a comment after the waiter left, saying that I was kind of harsh with him. Wow. So
maybe I am rubbing off on you.
And then the food was just, so one of the appetizers was pork belly on polenta cakes.
Okay.
And we love polenta.
Grits.
And it comes out grits. I love, yes, Italian
grits.
So it's
but bacon
anyway,
and grit. It's grits and bacon.
Sure, yes. So, and it's all fancy. They have a piece of pork belly with a rectangle of a polenta under each one, and then they have some kind of onion jam or something on top of it. Anyway, the flavor of
Sounds
the pork
delicious.
Was good, mm-hmm. the polenta was, you ever watch Hell's Kitchen when he like, probably not, but if you had, he will like open up a fish or like a piece of something and touch it with his finger and then go, it's raw, it's cold, like feel of it, it's cold or whatever. This polenta, it's like they made it yesterday.
It was like rubbery.
And it had been in the, yeah, it was rubbery and cold in the middle. Not cold, but I mean, not warm at all. Yeah, yeah. It was like room temperature.
Do you, by the way, do you know the difference between polenta and grits?
One's Italian and one's from South Carolina.
Yeah, they're both the exact same.
I mean, I know they're.
I mean, they're both cornmeal based. So, yes. But what the
is
difference?
It, is it fineness of grain or something? No.
That would be the difference between. No, the grain thing, however, interestingly enough, I know this is not interesting. Everyone's like already dozed off. But hominy and grits is a density thing. Like, you know, hominy is.
Well, hominy is like a whole piece of corn.
Right. And grits are ground up.
Bleached white and lye or something.
But no, the difference is that polenta is cooked with milk and grits are cooked with water. No. That's it.
Any self-respecting Southerner should know what, but maybe not polenta though. But I like polenta. Both.
And oftentimes both dishes, both polenta and grits do get cheese added to them to give them, because they really don't have much taste on their own. You know, it's cornmeal. Basically, it's cornmeal with water or it's cornmeal with milk.
Cyclone says, polenta is similar to the masa that is in the outer wrap of a tamale. I also love tamales, Cyclone. And I remember when I was a kid liking this hot cereal called Malto Meal, which is also kind of gritty like grits.
Did you used to have orange wine with that?
No. No, but I recall having orange wine sometime recently and liking it. Anyway, I got a pork chop and it was a bone-in pork chop, which I rarely order pork chops because.
Yes.
And I think it was raw, but I went ahead and ate it anyway. Oh. I was just taking my chance. But next to the bone, it was super pink.
Yeah.
And I know pork, but see, growing up in the 70s and 80s, we had to scorch our pork.
Trichinosis.
Yes, trichinosis. You will have worms in it, whatever. Like you have to like kill the pork, cook the pork within an inch of his life.
Yep.
Nowadays, chefs, it looks like a rare steak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as raw as they leave the pork, and I'm like, oh my god!
You know,
like,
we haven't.
Are you going to get trichinosis?
I mean, we can Google this. I don't think there's been a case of trichinosis in the modern age. It's like
and the FDA still says you need to get the pork to 165 internal temperature. But chefs will just basically serve you a raw pig now. And I don't know what to think.
It is.
I do not know what to think.
Trichinosis was once very common in the United States, but the infection is now rare. The number of cases has decreased. The legislation prohibiting the feeding of raw meat garbage to hogs. Blah, 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 blah. Basically, it's. We also irradiate our meat now, which we didn't used to do, which kills a lot of those things. So, I just want to check, Adam, because, you know, we like to keep tabs on each other, make sure that we're not like losing our minds or whatever. You do recall we had a whole conversation about orange wine last week, right? So you
do.
Okay. Because the way you made it sound, you were like, oh yeah, I remember having orange wine. And it was like, which is what you said last week. And I wanted to make sure that you remembered that conversation.
Yes, I know. I think it was orange wine day or something. Right, because it was on the cyclone.
I don't remember where I told this story, but I think I told the story about how I knew my mom first, you know, was losing it was when she would repeated the same conversation, you know, a week apart.
Yes.
So anyway,
thank you. The same topic came up. Mm-hmm. It's not like I brought up the same topic came up and I repeated.
Yeah.
Something similarly.
No, here's
that
the
is
thing.
Not a
it's
sign.
Fine.
I didn't
it's fine.
Even tell the story.
I know.
I
it's fine.
You brought it up.
I did. I brought it up because I am so embarrassed about that orange wine thing because I confidently said, oh no, you can make wine out of any fruit. And then you, Mr. Adam Burns, who I don't want to Google while I'm recording, went and Googled while you were recording. And you're just like going, no, orange wine is just white and red wine mixed together. And I'm just like, fuck. It's like, and you were right. Even though you can make wine out of any fruit. So it was a natural mistake for me to think that orange wine was just distilled oranges, but it's not.
No, it's a thing.
Kathy Marshall is bringing up cheer wine. You know, cheer wine is just fermented cheer.
I didn't know you could ferment cheer. That's interesting.
Then you've never been to, oh fuck, what's the name of that cookout? You've never been to cookout, have you?
Is that a restaurant?
You call yourself a Southerner. Cookout is a fast food chain in the South that is very, very famous for having like a stupid menu. God is gaudy. Just right now, I got it. Go to cookout.com.
Cookout.com.
But these are all throughout the South. And what you do is you go in there for lunch and you get one of their combos, right? So your combo is basically going to be, good God, where are the prices on this thing? Good God, man. Where are the prices on this thing?
This banal website.
When you said venerable, George. I'm like, is this like an iconoclastic moment where he's like saying a word that he's not really sure that that's the word?
It's a callback from you earlier.
You could make venerable work for Vera, but it's like, I don't know that I would, that wouldn't be the first adjective that jumped to mind.
It came into my head and I was thinking like imposing, but also honored.
Right.
Here's
the thing, Adam. Yeah. So on this cookout, the combo, so we would go there for lunch. And when we lived in Georgia. And so you get
some hush puppies.
You choose one of these. You choose a small burger, chicken strips, two corn dogs, a BLT, a hot dog, or a quesadilla. And then you choose two sides for that, right?
Yeah.
And those sides has things like corn dogs and chicken nuggets and quesadillas. And so you could order a quesadilla with a side of two quesadillas.
Oh, cool. Places you can try different things.
And it was pretty much, it's like, it's horrible fast food, but it's super cheap. It was just like $5.99 for this combo. So I would go in and I would get the two corn dogs with a side of
corn
dog.
We don't have that in Arkansas. You would get two corn dogs with a side of corn
dog? With a side of corn dog. And
so you would get three corn dogs.
No, four, because you get two sides. So I would get four corn dogs.
Oh, two corn. Could you just go in and say, I want four corn dogs, and they would just do the meal?
Yeah, it would be $5.99, and they'd give you a drink. So here you go. Or you could sub in a regular shake.
A corn dog sounds good, right? I don't even like corn dogs,
Corn dogs are amazing. Corn dog? What condiments would you put on a corn dog?
Mustard.
Absolutely. Yes.
Just mustard.
Absolutely. Just mustard.
Nothing else.
I'm gonna suggest this, and your initial thought is gonna be but I'm gonna tell you just let it percolate for a minute before you react, Adam. Mayonnaise
on a corn dog. I mean, I would be okay
with that. With mustard. It gives it just a more fatty richness to the bite. It's sure, like, you
I
know
mean, kind I of dip. A, I dip all kinds of things in mayonnaise. I'm mayonnaise. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you mean mayonnaise.
I don't.
Lest you get an angry phone call from the venerable. You know what?
I'm asserting my something. I'm asserting something.
You are making an assertion. Yes.
By the way, I just have to say this.
What?
Archer, I don't know if you're still in the chat room, but he asked me first if I had a bushy eyebrow.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, then is your hairpiece slipping? No. Okay, if you're talking about this, he's not even here. That is my hair.
That's your hair.
That is my hair. Like, that's mine.
Okay, well, why is it hanging there? Why isn't it swept back?
I don't sweep my hair back. I pull it forward.
Your retardation?
I don't. Retardation? It, It's my hair. Like, I have hair. Oh, my retardation. Oh, asserting. I'm asserting my...
You're asserting your retardation.
I'm on to my hair.
What do you mean he saw it? He typed that. We just now saw it. I mean, he typed it back when it was current. We just now saw it.
5 minutes ago. Well, it doesn't take that long for things to come through on the internet. I'm not coming over a tin can and a string.
You found this fossil? Did someone leave this fossil thing here? Did you just now drop it?
It always makes me want to do something.
Oh my God, it's my sister Betsy. How you doing? I haven't heard from you.
In such... How are you?
I'm great. Oh, praise Jesus. I have had a blessed life. Of course, I can't get out of the bed because, you know, I'm in constant pain, but I get to watch all the world news brought right to me, and it's like being there. It's like being in that Gaza Strip.
Are you talking about, like, Fox News?
Oh, I love Fox News. I especially like that Sean Hannity. He's really handsome. Remember when he was in that movie with Indiana Jones? And he'd be like, all like, oh, you're my son, and I'm Sean Hannity. It was, oh, he was great. Yeah, it was great.
Motion sickness bag? The only condiment for
corn dogs.
Because he doesn't like corn dogs.
Corn dogs are amazing.
I mean, look, corn dogs are one of those foods that occasionally, if it's mentioned, or if I'm like at a baseball game.
How about
a carnival?
How about
or like a fair?
Fries. How about apple fries?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, I don't like, I'm not a fruit person.
Apple fries. Oh,
I don't really. So and delicious. I assume apple fries, you're talking about like they take apple and cut it into fry shapes and then batter it and fry it.
Yes. And then
you dip it in something.
No,
caramel,
no. But the thing that they batter it in is basically sugar and cinnamon. And then they, you get these crispy French fries that are cinnamony and sugary on the outside, and they have a nice gooey appley inside, and they serve it with clotted cream that you can then dip your fries, your apple fries into the... Oh, it is so good. It is so good. The only thing better than that is strawberry cobbler, which I normally make strawberry cobbler for my birthday, I think I did last year. Yeah, that's my favorite dessert is strawberry cobbler. It's a specific recipe. It's my family recipe, Adam, of strawberry cobbler. Big Fatty insisted that I write that recipe down and give it to him.
We've talked about this before, yeah. But do you do the like pie crust on top, or
no.
Do you do the one that...
No.
You pour the batter in and
it is sugar, flour, heavy cream, and some other stuff that makes the batter. You pour that in and then you spoon the strawberries into it so that it kind of puffs up around it. And
it's like a cake.
Yeah, it's like like a moist cakey kind of.
Is the kind of cobbler that I like.
Yeah.
I do not like the kind with the pie crust on top.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not cobbler. That's strawberry pie.
It's just fruit with like a crust on top. I'm not a...
Amazon said I'd get my package by 10 and it's 10. You know what? That's not Kathy Marshall. That's Cyclone. Excuse me. I'm having a problem reading. Cyclone. Yeah. I was supposed to receive a video recorder before the show tonight. It was supposed to get here at 10 and then they emailed me and went, now we're going to deliver it tomorrow. Which pisses me
off. That sounded kind of like my mom. Is that, was it a call from my mom?
It was. She now works at Amazon, but the so that's gonna be maybe how I'm gonna record my video is with the little, it wasn't that expensive. It was like $60. Here's the thing though, Adam. Speaking of
thank
money,
you for investing money into our little project.
Here's the thing, Adam. This is
something.
Speaking of money, we are having to do these self-evaluation things like these, end of the year, whatever, Did you meet? Yeah, at work and whatever. So that you, because then they base your performance review on that and stuff like that. But they don't. Like, I already know for a fact that they know how much of a raise everyone's getting. And they already, it's like, so this is all just this pointless bullshit exercise. And so I go through, I fill out my my evaluation thing. And so I was talking to Zach, because Zach works for the same company that I do. And he said, like, yeah, well, that, you know, especially since we didn't get raises last year, which we didn't get raises last year. But then I thought, I'm like, wait, I think I actually did get a raise last year, though. I think that it came in later and it was like a little tiny bump or something that they were able to push through. But let me go. I'm on ADP right now. Let me just look at my pay stubs and see. And so I went and compared this year's, you know, this most recent pay stub from October 7th to October 6th of last year. And my gross take home was $13.36 less. It's like, and then I started looking around and everything. As of January of 2023, they decreased my salary by $13.36. And I didn't notice it. And it's now like, now I'm
go
like,
to them and be like, hey, you guys owe me $13.36 per paycheck.
26.1 paycheck. It's like $339. I mean, yeah. It's.
Are you going to go to payroll?
Oh, I've already emailed them with the report from ADP, you know, the little thing on ADP that compares the two and shows the difference. I'm like, and I made sure I like cut them off at every route. I'm just like, I'm talking about my gross, not my take home, which I do realize can change based off of insurance and withholdings and stuff like
this. This is probably like something I should be embarrassed to admit. But I don't even know how much my paycheck is supposed to be, and I never look.
Like, I mean, it's on ADP or whoever you use.
I don't know. Money goes into my bank account every two weeks, but I don't even know what it should be. Occasionally, I look at it and go, oh,
yeah,
I think that's more than last time I looked. That's good, you know, or whatever, because maybe I look once a year or something.
I'm aware of when it goes into the bank account. I'm aware of when we have to pay bills and stuff because we pay, you know, we have
Mark pays the bills. Chart. But I do know when
Zach
allocates.
Zach will go through and allocate it, and then he just puts it on a shared spreadsheet, and then I just go through and pay the ones that are mine that for whatever amount.
Mark has this spreadsheet where he has like payables and receivables or something on there, and I do not know because like. One is negative when I thought it should have been positive, and one's positive when it's like deposits are negative, but paying out is positive. I don't know. It's like weird. It's like some accounting thing. And I'm like, I don't know, but he has graphs. I can see the trend line of our electric bill for the past 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah. I can compare it to the trend line of the streaming services or the insurance or internet.
But you don't. You just admitted that you don't. So
I don't. But yeah. I mean, it's an impressive spreadsheet.
I mean,
he does all that.
It probably has got a pivot table.
It probably does. Actually, I was, you know, Mark walks up. I'm working on this pivot table. He walks behind me. I'm like, hey, do you know, I need to do blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, do you know? He's like, well, I know a little bit about pivot tables. He walks over and he's like, boom, 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 boom. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Oh, okay. Guess you know pivot tables.
I mean, they're not that hard. You're just taking a repeating.
It baffles me.
So let's say
you have a filter and then you have like a column and you have a row and you have a.
Look, let's say that every single month you take a reading of four different things. Like every single month you take a reading of the temperature and the barometric pressure, doesn't matter what it is. You take four recordings every month, right? So if the database on the spreadsheet, like if you think of this spreadsheet like a database, right, it's organized in such a way that it's like this column has all these values, this column has all these values, this column has, or you've broken it down by row, depending on whether it's horizontal or. So if you need to flip it, in other words, now I want to see this grouped the other way. I want to see this grouped by time period instead of grouped by temperature, whatever. Then you're just pivoting the table. So you're just That's all you're doing. By the way, your Discord is not muted. And you...
is it, though? Not.
I just heard it.
Oh, you know what? Because I'm in the browser.
Right.
So how do you even how do you even change that setting in the browser?
Up in the top, in the thing, right up in the notification settings, there's a bell right in the top that you can just click it and say mute.
It's already muted.
But I mean, you must have gotten a direct message or something.
I didn't.
You got something on Discord. You got some notification somewhere on Discord that was not. It's fine. You don't have to mute it. We're not doing the show.
No, I know.
Anyway, that's just 13. Who knew that $13 a paycheck was going to add up to like $339? I was just like, oh, well, yeah, I guess I
not
will.
Not me. I didn't know.
I have notes on your show, and I strayed away from these, and I need to get back okay. to these really quick. So you left us hanging on the brasserie on that story.
It was not good.
You're welcome, level 13. You're welcome for getting the full story on that. Yeah. But now I'm very concerned about on the Tuesday show, you assured us, the listeners, that you were going to research whether or not the fecal was used as an indicator. A symptom. You know what I'm saying? Like a... You were going to check to see because Dr. P told you that
if the test that she took
right, and you were going to get back to us right, you were going to get back to us on whether
I have not done that. So
I'm assuming it's going to be much like the story at the brasserie. We're never going
to
know.
Well, you can call into the show and remind me. You can call into the. You know how to call. You never call the show. You could call in.
I don't. And on Wednesday's show, the one where you called Auntie Scott venerable, it's at the 3 minute mark. If you want to,
the venerable Auntie Scott. There we go.
Let's listen to that really quickly here, shall we? That's the Wednesday.
Not only is he writing this on a notepad with a quill pen, he's actually putting down time codes.
Just rough time codes. Yeah, just right here.
Artist community, the voice of Pride 48.
Maybe a little further.
For those of you who've been listening for a long time and are part of the Pride 48 community, you will know the voice of the venerable, His Honor, Auntie Scott. Venerable, His Honor? That's exactly what I was going for. I said exactly what I meant. But I just want to make sure that everyone knows that's Auntie Scott, a well-respected voice artist in the voice artist community.
The voice artist and the voice artist community.
The voice of Pride 48.
How's that? Voice artist community. It's just like a little commune that he goes to. They all make funny voices to each other.
Yeah, they do.
Like doing Roger Rabbit and Tom Tuck.
The voice artist community. And Adam, you never comment on me saying sausage Woodland Hills as a sign off.
That's true. You don't. And I've often wondered why.
What am I supposed to say about it?
I don't know. Anyway, on that same show at the 6 minute mark, you tried to switch the to me. You were like, oh no, Daniel Brewer, I'm going to throw him under the bus. Right. And so the reason I scribbled it down is like, do I get to be venerable? Am I venerable?
Scott is venerable. No, but Scott is venerable.
But the best part was at the 10 minute and 30 second mark. Let's get there really quickly here. Right about there. Let's see where we're at.
Irv and all that kind of stuff. I said, so you should at least go get the, you know, whatever. But I felt bad for her because she was teary and she's like, I just want to be able to walk around like a normal person. And, you know, I don't want to be bedridden all the time and having to do wheelchairs at the airport.
This is a moment of your show, and it's probably not quite at the 10:30. I probably should have started a little bit earlier. You're giving your mom medical advice. Now, Adam, you famously stated that you do not go to doctors. You would never go to
doctors.
You would rather fall over dead than go see a doctor. And yet, you said to her...
And mom doesn't want to have back surgery. And she said, "I, your brother said I should get your advice too." And she said, yeah. I don't want to get back surgery. And I'm like, well, I think the doctor is saying that you need to go.
There you are. So you know, you're saying, well, the doctor said, and I think you should go and do what the doctor said, even though yourself.
I'm not saying I shouldn't go to the doctor. I'm saying I don't. I know what the correct thing to do is. I just don't. But she's in, and it's a pain thing. Like, she's in pain. So if the doctor told you that you need to get your back checked, I think you need to go get your back checked. Like, do that.
I just found
That's
it interesting.
What I was saying.
You.
I don't have anything against doctors. I think it is a good thing to do. I have an irrational fear of, you know, going to the doctor and being told I'm going to die in 2 weeks.
And on Friday,
so I just
on Fridays
don't go.
On Friday's show, you had an argument in your head about calling Big Fatty, where you basically said you were going
to
call.
I don't know how to do that.
And then you were just like, and I know Daniel is out there and going like, yay, and saying something like that. And which, by the way, I wasn't. I wasn't.
You were like, well, actually, if you hit the Bluetooth and
I wasn't. I wasn't doing that. And yet you had this full blown. Did you actually hear my voice in your head saying what you thought that I would be saying?
Yeah,
or?
I did. That happens to me a lot where I'm like doing something audio or whatever and I hear in your head.
I'm a monster.
Yeah, Adam, this is how you do that.
I'm a monster, aren't I? I'm a monster. It's like, I would.
You're not.
I never do that. And then on Thursday's show was the one where you told the world that
Daniel, you're saying you would never do that, but you literally took notes of corrections and notes on my podcast all week to like give me now. Anyway, go ahead.
See? Catching on. On Thursday, it was one where you like threw me under the bus to the entire world because you told them that when you were asking me about your Christmas trip, that I assumed you were asking me to go on your Christmas trip. And you kind of left it in such a way that it's like, oh, yeah, we would invite Daniel because I'm sure he has nowhere to be on Christmas. And it's like, yeah, we would invite him to.
I totally
you know,
didn't
our thing.
Say that. I didn't say that.
Poor Daniel. Poor Daniel and Zach and just can't do anything on Christmas.
I didn't say that. But I did not say that. So.
Oh, somebody's put something in porn 48. Oh, it's Joe and Dallas. Joe and Dallas doesn't listen to the show. He just shows up and puts stuff in the porn 48.
How do you know
channel.
He doesn't listen to the show?
Have we heard a phone call from Joe and Dallas?
That doesn't mean he doesn't.
Has he
listen.
Shown up in that he posted in that channel? Why isn't he in the chat room saying hey? He could be like, hey right. guys, I just dropped off a fresh load of porn and then, you know, moved on. I wonder if oh, I'm not using this for the after show. I wonder if what would Podium would take. Like, if I gave that audio to Podium, would they make that into a new section, like a new chapter? When I suddenly just pivoted into talking about porn, like, would they like then make that into the new chapter of just like porn? Daniel wonders why Joe and Dallas.
Also, how do they know? Like, I think you should try it and just see what it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah,
but
try
I wonder
it for
how
free.
Long these descriptions are, though.
I don't know.
Because if you have an hour and a half show, how does it know how to really shorten that into like two paragraphs?
I don't know. I can try it. I've got.
Will it know our segments in the chat segment? They, you know, in the
Adam,
news.
Adam, I don't know. Should I try
in the
it?
Birthday? Sure.
Should I try it next week on the live on level 13? It's like on the after show. We'll try it and see.
Sure.
I mean, I may use it before then, but you know, I'll and then you can get a live reaction there. Adam, do you like mashups? Excuse me.
You mean songs?
Yeah, yeah.
Like on YouTube? Like there's a guy on YouTube. I don't know if it's a guy. There's somebody on YouTube who is famous for doing the mashups of the entire year. And they do it every year at the end of the year. They do mashups of, you know, like 20. Anyway, I love those.
Kathy Marshall says that the audio on the stream is very quiet. And she would have complained, but she wasn't listening on the stream.
I surely would have complained.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
I can look and see.
as we get older, our streams get weaker. God doesn't, isn't that the truth, man? Here's the thing. I love mashups. I don't know why. It's the unexpected delight of what happens next kind of a thing. You know, like a medley, like when I hear someone play like a Disney medley or something like that. I love it. I love how they mash the songs together and make them work. And a lot of DJs do this. A lot of DJs will mash up two dance songs, like in the same kind of big mega mix where there's like repeating elements of both songs happening, you know, during an extended mix kind of thing. I love that kind of stuff. So on TikTok, there was this guy that did this mashup that I absolutely loved. And he had a link on his thing to his link tree. And I went there and he had, you know, a whole section of his mashups that he did, you know, that you could get the whole, you know, download the full version and everything. Because on TikTok, he only played like a little snippet of it, right? And so I went and I downloaded the full version. So what it was is it was a mashup between the song Trouble by Taylor Swift and Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it now for you here. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground. Trouble, 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 trouble. So I'm like, that's cool. I love that. That's cool. I would love to have that mix. I would love to have, you know, that full matchup. Cause I can imagine, I can imagine at that point, right. You can keep going into the Phantom of the Opera and then switch back over to Trouble at some point. So it's like, I love that. I love mashups and everything. So I go and I download it, Adam. Here it is. I'm going to play for you the rest
of
it.
Wait, I'm going to play for you real quick. What it is.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground.
Yes, yes, Adam Weave. That's how we ended up having the Whitney Houston.
I know. Screaming I know. Go. I know.
I'm just saying. I am aware of that. I happen to like this mashup. I think this mashup is cool. I wanted to play, can I play the rest of it for you?
You can.
I went and I found the website, downloaded it, and I've played 20 seconds of it so far. Love it. Let me continue playing it for you. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Yeah, that's it. It's a 30-second mashup. Oh. It's just like... I got my hopes up. I know. I thought it was going to be. I thought it was like, that's great. I love that. Let's keep going. And then it's just, no, you tease me and you gave me nothing. So I'm just, it's really sad about that.
You said, here, let me play the rest of it for you. And it made it sound like there was going to be more.
I know that was like my point. I downloaded it. Yeah. Now, oh, I love it when you explain the joke back to me, Adam. That's great. That's fine. What are you doing? You seem very distracted. What are you doing?
I am texting goodnight back to my boyfriend. Thank you.
Oh, to your boyfie, as it.
To my buddy.
To your buddy. You know what? You referred to him on your Thursday show as your partner in crime.
Yeah, my partner in crime. He is.
Do you watch Taskmaster? I was talking to the chat.
I don't.
To the chat room about this before the show.
For whatever reason, that's the one where they have to do tasks,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah, well, yes.
Right? They go, make a sandwich, but with a rope and a piece of tinfoil or something. Like, yes. They have to. Yeah, for whatever reason, I don't care for that. I like British game shows. Like, mm-hmm. I love Weakest Link. I love... Mm-hmm. The one with the title like a cat
or
countdown or all of those, but for whatever reason I don't enjoy that one. Anyway, proceed.
I've been watching it. It's on YouTube. You can see all the full episodes on YouTube by them. Like, it's not like bootlegged or anything. It's like it's their actual channel.
I watched the one where they have the celebrities and it's like the quiz of the year or something like that. And they have all the whatever. And it's hosted by the same guy that hosts the dead cat one.
Yeah, this one is really fun. I've only watched part of one season and it was season 15, but I've enjoyed all of the, there's one of the comedians, so it's five comedians that are given these tasks and then the funniness isn't in the task. The funniness is in them reviewing them afterwards and they're commenting on them afterwards. It's like,
yes.
So, one of the comedians is a Canadian, comedian. She's a comedian, lesbian comedian. Her name is Mae Martin.
You don't know Mae Martin?
Mae Martin. No, that's her name. Mae Martin. Let me.
Are you asking if I know who that is?
Yeah, I'm asking you, do you know who Mae Martin is?
I do not.
I'm going to show you a picture of her and you might know her because you might have seen her. Seen them. You might have seen them on the other day. Wait. They trans? Anyway, it's not important. Mae Martin, do I need a picture? Here, I'm going to put a picture. copy image. Going over here. Putting the image in. Do you recognize Mae Martin?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's
I saw them, that's them. On some HBO Pride comedy special, I think. Something, but anyway,
they're really good at the game. So they walk into these situations and they like figure it out in seconds. It's pretty, I'm impressed with her, them. I'm such an old man having a problem with that.
Well, I just need to use,
I feel like Reba McEntire on that show. She was on whatever that Andy Cohen show. What's that Andy Cohen show? What's happening or
what's happening live or now or
whatever the Andy Cohen show.
What's happening on Below Deck? What's happening on Real Housewives?
It's Reba McEntire and Troy Sivan.
Uh-huh.
And Andy Cohen asks this.
Troy, is it true that you did poppers during the photo shoot for the Rush single cover to make it as authentic as possible?
I'm sorry. These were questions from the audience. But the question was.
That doesn't sound like Andy Cohen.
Troy, I know I threw you off there. But so the question to Troy Sivan is it true that before you took the photo for the single that you actually took a hit of poppers to give it an authentic, look or whatever.
Okay. That is actually true. Yeah. I just wanted it to feel very intimate and very real. And it ended up being my favorite part of the photo is you can really kind of, there's a little vein in my head. And
oh, wow. speaking of Bravo MF, Bravo One on Twitter, Reba, have you ever done poppers?
I don't think so. What is a popper?
Well,
Reba, they went to break after that. But yeah, it's like Reba McEntire there.
And they told her on break.
I guess. I don't know. They didn't come back to it later. I didn't watch the show, Adam. I'm going off of a clip. I'm going off of a news story about it. Do you like? Are you a Troye Sivan fan? What are his fans called? What are Troye Sivan
Savinies
fans called?
No,
here I will.
I think he's attractive. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to a lot of music unless it's on the radio or Mark plays it. So, and I don't think many of his songs are popular.
Oh, like radio! Radio. You guys still listen to radio?
Yeah, we listen to the radio.
I have the picture that they're talking about of him posing for his single Rush. He
probably does Spotify most of the time, really, now that I think of it. But we do listen to the radio sometimes, too.
But it's set in such a way that I can't copy the image easily. And I don't feel like, doing a pay there. I'm just putting the Instagram link. That's the picture though, is the, where he took a hit of poppers. I'm assuming Big Fatty gave them to him. You want to hit a poppers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What are Troy Sivan fans called? It's the number one thing on Google. So many people are asking this question. Troybots or Troible makers?
Troible makers. Yeah. Yeah. That's my fans are called Atomites.
Atomites?
They're called the Venerable Atomites. That's
What sport do they play? The Venerable Atomites.
They play pickleball.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
What is pickleball? I've been embarrassed to ask because I feel like it's a young person thing. So what is pickleball?
No, it's an old person thing. I don't think it's a young person thing. Maybe young people too, but
those
I think
two
it's
twinks,
like
those two twinks on that from Everything from Top to Bottom podcast, they play pickleball and they talk about pickleball like it's the great thing.
I don't think I know this Everything Top to Bottom, although I think you mentioned it couple episodes ago. I think it's just like racquetball or like it's a softer ball than a tennis or like one of those balls with holes in it or what. I don't really know, but it's something. it is a racket sport. It is a racket.
You know
sport
nothing about it, do you? You know absolutely nothing about it. I'm gonna Google racket. This. I'm gonna Google this because there's no possible way.
See, Cyclone says it's ping pong meets tennis on a fourth size the court. That's almost exactly what I just said.
No, it's really not. It is so not what you were saying. It's like it's got so, a you know, it's got rackle and a ball. It's got a ball, but it's the ball is smaller. It's
like a wiffle ball. It's a
pickleball is a racket or paddle sport in which two players hit a perforated hollow plastic ball with paddles.
I said that as well. Perforated hollow plastic ball. I said a ball with holes in it. See there? Did I not say a ball with holes in it?
Over a 34-inch high net until one side is unable to return the ball or commits
Daniel,
an infraction.
Size does not matter to me, so I don't talk about the height of the net.
What is an infraction? It just says you either return the ball or commit an infraction. Either you can't return the ball or you commit an infraction. Well, what is, like, homicide? Where is eating a pickle? Whatever. Are these infractions?
A foul ball? They call a foul ball a pickle ball. That's what they call it.
It was created
you just shot a pickle.
It was created in 1965.
I wonder how come it took that long to get popular. Because all of a sudden, boom, like
is
in
it,
2023, it's like pickleball
is, popular,
is all
though,
the rage.
Or is
it
just
is.
A
like
thing
my
that...
my local park that we walk at,
yeah,
they put in a pickleball court.
Yeah, but I feel like there was a while there where people were putting in racquetball courts everywhere, and then racquetball became, you know, boring, and people didn't play that anymore, so.
Yeah, my Spit Valve Factory Health Club has a racquetball. Or racquetball courts.
Sounds of his coming, the gospel is true. I saw there was a church the other day. I forget.
How come people looked so old back then? Those girls are probably 18 years old.
No.
They look like 40-year-old housewives.
They look,
but I guarantee
I
guarantee you.
I would say they look like they're in their 30s. And you're saying that they're 18.
No, they look like, back then, they looked so much more older world or more mature than we do now. Like, we look younger at a younger age than they did back then.
But styles change over time.
I look
like
at
that,
photos of my mom.
That was a young style for them.
I look at pictures of my mom when she was like 18 or 19, and she looks like she's like a 40-year-old housewife. Like, it was just like they looked older.
A lot of it
then
had to do with those clothes and those hairstyles, right? They have old lady hairstyles, but the reason they have those old lady hairstyles is because those people then grew up to be old ladies and had those same hairstyles. And then we associated with them being old.
That totally could be true.
Yeah. I think
the grandma mama's family hairstyle.
Yeah, it was
just
popular.
What she grew up with. It was just popular when she was, You know, I haven't seen Mama's Family in a long time. I wonder if there's a Mama's Family channel on Samsung TV Plus.
I'll tell you right now, I would bet you a dollar that if I go to Pluto.tv, I can find a Mama's Family channel. There's got to be a search.
Because of the following special program, House Calls and Lou Grant.
You go in there.
I don't.
Oh, God.
That's loud.
Loud. Okay, we don't need to.
Play a little article, play a little game of song.
Okay.
I was trying to find the theme song, but anyway.
What was it? Dun, 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 dun.
See, now I was trying to find it, but I'll just say Mama's Family.
Theme song. Theme. Yeah.
Theme song. Here we go. Here we go. Trumpet. It's actually a good song. What was she doing at the end of the theme? What was she doing at the end of the theme?
I have no idea. What did she do at the end of the theme?
She goes out and picks up a paper and she's walking back into the house.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Moonlighting. Mama. Moonlighting came on Hulu this week. I actually.
Oh, my God. I tried to watch that. And first of all, it's square.
Because it was shot
and that was like square. What is going on? And then it's so grainy. And like old feeling. But
so I'm trying to find
and bones. So.
I'm trying to find the text chain here. I said, I saw the article back in September. So I sent that link to the article that Moonlighting was going to be streaming on in Hulu in October to Taylor the Latte Boy, who immediately replied back with what? Exclamation, question mark, exclamation, exclamation. And he said, I am calling out of work that day. Thank you for telling me about this. So I'm assuming that Taylor Latte Boy took off October or whatever to this past week to watch Moonlighting.
I don't recognize the theme song. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's because they started in the middle of the song.
Do you know who the singer is on this?
Al Jarreau.
It is Al Jarreau. Theme songs were so much better. back in the 70s and 80s. Oh my God, and like we can, into the,
we can agree to disagree.
I love TV theme songs. I love all of the old TV theme songs. I mean, even earlier, like Mr. Ed theme song.
The nothing annoys me more than a skip intro button that doesn't fully skip the fucking intro. It's like, if I'm binge watching your content, I don't want your stupid theme song 19 times.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
Yes, we are all aware of these, Adam. You don't need it. It's like Adam's memory lane music here.
I love it. Yeah.
You realize I was going through every single singer? I was going through every single Taylor Swift song today, trying to find what you thought.
Sydney Pooh. Sydney Pooh.
Yeah. What Taylor Swift song you thought that was.
Are you just going to play that all the time now?
I'm going to mash it up with the actual song that you think it is.
Is it going to be like the... Sydney is it going to be like the... The goat? I'm the goat in this situation?
I don't know. I'm going to let the technology take it to where I'm going. I'm assuming that's maybe a good enough voice sample for me to get an AI to expand on verses, like different verses. So a little AI voicing, a little auto-tuning.
Wow. And we've got, you won't. You are just like me. You'll forget about it. You'll start and never finish. Like, it will not happen.
If I get a check from my company for the $339 that they owe me, maybe I'll just pay someone to do it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Seems like a good idea. Do I have anything else? Because I feel like we're just devolving into listening to your music.
I stopped. I closed the window.
What was the Rick James song that I just heard? What was that? What was it? Just like an errant Rick James song that was.
I didn't play a Rick James song.
You
I don't think
Super Freak
I played
was
the Mr. Ed theme song.
Super Freak was just playing.
Was it? I know. Who is that guy?
That's Steven from Wisconsin. Well, it was Steven. That's an old photo. Huh. Whatever happened to Steven from Wisconsin?
Huh. I don't know. He defiled him and then he
fell off the face of the planet.
Left the community because of me. Why does Auntie Scott have a picture of
Steven from Wisconsin?
What was his name?
Steven from Wisconsin.
You had a song, didn't you?
Steven
from Wisconsin.
Yeah. He was a caller to Dubious Intent.
He's shy. Or something.
Taylor Dane, not Taylor Swift. No, he thinks that it's me. He thinks it's the song Me. Me-e-e.
But there, song Me.
But where's that? There's no... There's no
It is. Most certainly there. Play it.
I'm working on it.
We're not on YouTube.
I'm working on it. That's why I saved this for level 13. Here we go. This is great. They love it when we play music.
This is not it.
Yes, it is.
Is not. Oh, okay. It's right here.
But that's not up.
No, it's not up.
That's
the same
down.
Melody. It's the same melody, though. Just an octave higher. Yeah, that's it.
Sydney Pooh. Sydney Pooh.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
I have to see. Have to see what modern technology will do for it.
We sing every Taylor Swift song as Sydney at some point.
I am not really
Sydney
familiar
Sydney,
with Taylor Swift.
Sydney poo.
When I was going through all of Taylor's songs today, trying to find the one that you thought it was before you told me what it was, I was like, oh, wait, I've heard that on a TikTok before. So it's like a lot of them I've just heard on TikTok. I didn't actually know they were Taylor Swift songs.
That rendition was so good. You could probably just put it in Shazam or let Shazam listen to it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that app still around where you can just play it for it and it'll tell you what the song is?
You know, Big Fatty talked about that on the show where he stole our exit music.
I didn't say I was up to the date. Up with it.
Uh-huh.
Like that I've listened to yesterday's. I'm not you.
Have you watched The Amazing Race this week?
Yeah.
Okay. That, I mean, it wasn't an eliminated. What do you think about
this is what I said to Mark. Okay. I think this is what you're going to ask me. But I want to say it before you even ask me.
Yes.
Wait,
can I write down what I was going to say? And then we'll see if they match.
Do you want to write it down?
No, I'll see if they match. So it's like, this is what I said to Zach.
To look like that again. I mean, why was I insecure when I look like I don't even know. If I could look like that now, look how smooth my skin looks. Of course, I mean, the resolution on that photo is not very good, but.
All right, I've written down what I was going to say about tonight's continue racing.
Yeah, so they go to all this hoop-de-doo about, there are no non-elimination legs on this season of Amazing mm-hmm. Race. You know, mm-hmm. Somebody's going to be voted off, or somebody's going to not be voted off. Somebody's going to be eliminated every single episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes... He goes, but you're still racing. And it's like, what the hell, Phil? It's just a
non-elimination leg without a prize.
Correct. It is. I said they are so trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes. It is literally a non-elimination episode leg. is it different because they keep going in the same location?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they keep going in the same location, but I mean, it's still...
And in normal elimination episodes, they're switching countries generally.
What? I mean, still, it's...
But yeah, I agree. I don't like it. Well, they should just be honest and have non-elimination legs because...
I am...
That's what it is.
Who are you rooting for? I'm rooting for the hot boys, the... Gay couple.
I like
only
them because they're cute, but they always come in so close to last.
I know. I like I'm rooting for the gay couple.
I like the dad
only,
and the deaf dad.
Yeah. I'm absolutely rooting for them. But the gay couple only because I'm gay. Like, it's only out of professional courtesy. Like, I don't actually like them. I'm just rooting for them because they're gay.
They seem like douches.
Yes, they do. They seem like the worst kind of gays. Like, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? It's like they're just...
You mean like Baron Frosty? They...
Yeah, exactly. But
30 years younger. But...
Well, Baron Frosty except attractive. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Well, I didn't go there.
Although there was a weird thing tonight. Did you notice this? When...
Is he at level 13? I can't believe I just said that stuff.
No, he
Baron,
blocked
I
us.
Love you.
Baron blocked us on social media like back when we refused to take his name out of a podcast. Oh. Which we didn't even say. It wasn't even his real name. Anyway, the one thing that happened is that the gay couple did the vinyl task.
Yes. Also, those vinyls did not look perfect to me at all. And the guy was letting them go. Did. I was like, do they have subpar vinyl work in Taiwan or wherever they were? Or are they just letting them go without... Anyway.
So... They're in that. What was I saying, Adam? Now you've made me lose my spot. Oh, so the gay couple did the vinyl thing. And in there, they're clearly wearing shorts. They are wearing short pants. And when they get to the mat, they're wearing long pants. And I'm like, did they stop and change between the vinyl shop and the mat? Or did they come back and refilm that later because they didn't get it filmed? Because they're in long pants and it looks like they've been showered and have, like, you know, like their hair is made up and everything. It's like,
I did not notice that.
It's like when they got to the mat, when they got to the mat, they were in long pants and different shoes because they were wearing white tennis shoes and shorts when they were in the vinyl place.
I don't know.
So I was like, wait, what happened?
You know, maybe here's a possibility. Maybe if Phil is not ready for some reason, they have somebody there in place of Phil. And then they're like, oh, Phil's on his way or whatever. And then they're like, okay, we're going to have to refilm you running in. Mm-hmm. And they like have time to like change clothes or something.
No, they were team number four or whatever. Team number five. It's like there was teams before and after.
I know we had Phil's plane is late. We're just gonna
see Cyclone is like, oh my god, it's like these reality shows are edited and produced to dupe the audience. It's like, I don't think it's to dupe the audience because
to the hotel and take a nap, have a shower.
I was just curious as to like, wait, why are they in different clothes? Because my initial thought was, oh, they're in a temple and maybe the temple doesn't allow shorts. And so they had to put on long pants to come in the temple. And then the next team came in shorts. So I was like, oh, well, no, it wasn't that.
I'm surprised Mark didn't notice that because he always notices things.
So are you going to tell him? Is he going to rewind it and go back and
I
check? Might.
I don't think he'll rewind it.
You don't think
he won't
gonna
care
check?
That much.
He's not going to check.
But he is a continuity. He could be, I know there's a person on movies.
The continuity director?
Specializes in continuity.
You mean the continuity director?
Yes. That's what I mean. Mark would be fantastic at that job. Because he's like, that button was on the left. Like on somebody's shirt. Or like, they, you know, oh, her cup was a different one. No, I don't even notice any of that stuff. And he's always like calling that stuff out.
It is when you think about it, when you think about how much of what we see in movies nowadays is digital, it is a ridiculously complicated job, I would imagine, because you can really only control what the film, you know, what's happening on the physical set, right? You can't necessarily be at the effects houses, you know, and like, so if they get something wrong and then, you know, that's how it could switch from shot to shot because the effects house had something wrong. And it's like, how is the continuity director supposed to get that? So.
Well, I have to watch.
I have noticed.
Edits,
here's
right?
The things I have noticed. And once you notice them, you can't unnotice them. And that's what drives me.
Oh, are you going to say the coffee cup thing?
That's just one thing. The thing recently is the fake ice cubes. It's like there's fake ice cubes. And so in order to keep the drinks from going up and down from the water, you know, melting, the ice melting and stuff like that. Those are just fake. There's little like pieces of plexiglass. They're like fake ice cubes.
Okay.
And it's like, yeah. But then when you look at them, you can tell there. If you really
it's
look
like
at the
light up one that I got at the restaurant, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
The light up ice cube.
Right. Yeah. So if you look at them, you can tell that they're fake. And it's like, but then you're like, you know, now you're always looking at ice cubes.
Well, ever since you mentioned that thing about the coffee cup, I do notice that now.
Yes.
How that you can tell that they don't have anything in them.
Yep, they set down like an empty, cup. It's like that. An empty cup sounds different than a full cup.
I can't remember what the other one was. Was it something about glasses or?
Oh well, a lot of times glasses they won't have frame. They won't have the glass in them because it reflects the light. So. Which you can see right here from this video, right?
I can.
My glasses are reflect. So imagine trying to do that 19,000 different angles.
But they sell some kind of spray or something, or
it's like a
certain kind of lenses that are non-reflective so that you can.
I'm sure they have all different kinds
of something like that.
I mean, once they set up the cameras, I don't know. Someone, a Cyclone is typing right now. He works on movie sets. He can tell us. There are pro coatings.
There are pro coatings. There you go. Well, you could just put, you could get the, you know, the frosted glass thing that you can do at Christmas. You could just get one of those cans and spray it on your glasses.
Dozed off again. Just go to bed, Andy Scott. Just go to bed.
Isn't it the season of doom and gloom? Isn't there movie? Yeah.
Is it some, what is the movie tonight?
It's going to be Halloween. So when they say Halloween cycles or Halloween seasons or there are eight seasons or whatever.
Yeah.
Is each one of those a movie?
I don't know. I
like part one, part two. Is part one a movie? Part two is a movie. Part three is a movie.
I don't know.
Never watched any of them.
I don't know. Oh, you mean you mean Friday the 13th part one, Friday the 13th part two? But oh yeah, no, I don't think they're a contiguous story.
That's what I'm saying. Is part one movie number one?
Part two. They are done.
It's like Halloween two, Halloween three.
They are done in sequence. Yes, they're not going to move the numbers around on you. But I don't think, other than the villain being the same in all of them, I don't think necessarily there's holdovers between them.
Good night, Auntie Scott.
But I also don't watch them, so I don't know that for a fact.
I never watched Nightmare on Elm Street either, but I was always too afraid to.
Yeah, I don't care for those scary movies. All right.
Oh, I like scary movies now, like Scream. And we watched all those Netflix ones. And he's got a new series out right now. Michael, whatever. House of Usher.
Yeah. Oh, Michael, whatever.
he did the Manor House or Bly Manor or something like that on Netflix. Anyway, we like horror. I also like the haunting, the one with the doll. Anyway,
Chucky.
No, more recent, but anyway, it doesn't matter. We like scary things, but I, whatever reason, those 80s, 90s scary movies, I don't.
All right. Well, we've been here since 9:15, so let's say goodnight to the chat room.
Good night, chat room.
Level 13, folks, you'll be getting a new episode in just a few. Actually, by the time you guys, you know what? Let's figure this out.
We talking to level 13 and not the chat room at the moment?
No, we're still in the chat room. We're still on. I'm just, let me do this. I want to do this. This is a level 13 recording, Adam. See, this will eventually make it.
I know.
So now I'm talking to level 13, the people that would be listening to it. But now I'm realizing.
Is the chat room still hearing, though?
Yes, the chat.
I
started to hang up and then I stopped because I wanted to say, oh, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to
So this is not just level 13. This is.
No, it's just Lamont and Cyclone. But here's the thing is I have level 13 posts all the way till November 25th. And then last week I haven't done yet, so last week would be December 2nd. This week we'll post on December 9th. So tonight's after show will post on December 9th. That means that next week's after show we should talk about Christmas, because that's when it'll post to level 13.
I didn't realize we were theming our after show.
But, I'm just saying.
Sure. Are we going to have segments too? Is it just going to be
No. I'm just saying.
Another show.
Did you get your Christmas shopping done? And, you know.
Yeah.
No, but I was going to say is like next week's, this after show, this one right now is coming out the day that I'm visiting you in Arkansas.
I'm visiting
you today in Arkansas. So that's what I wanted. All of that just to say, okay, good night, level 13, and to the podcast chat room. Good night, everyone. Just everyone.